Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, this is Keith Jones, the president of hockey operations of the Flyers.
Hi, I'm Paul Holmgren.
Hey, I'm Travis Konecny.
Hi, this is Travis Sanheim.
Hi, I'm Joel Farabee.
Hey, I'm Scott Lawton.
This is Dan Helfrich.
Hi, this is Bob Clark.
And you're listening to
Snow the Goalie.
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 Welcome into the Press Row Show post-game. Flyers lose by that fart sound Bundy just made, 4-1.
The only silver lining.
You did it. Hey, you did it.
Congratulations.
You did it. You did it. You don't have Claude Giroux to hold your team back. Maybe this is the year.
We're at least acknowledging you, and we thank you for watching Snow the Goalie.
Just
thanks,
make
guys.
Sure. Listen, it just can't be Toronto. It can't be Boston. It probably won't be you guys, but maybe. Maybe. You know? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So we have the Panthers fans.
See you guys.
They got the win tonight. It was a big moment for them. They walk away. Heads held high.
What are we going to do? I mean, they have a right to celebrate. They do.
They're celebrating, and you know what?
The Panthers are building a fan base outside of their area.
I know, and we're gonna give them credit because remember, during the second intermission, they got whooped by a bunch of little kids.
They did. That was actually enjoyable.
They took that beating.
Only at Snow the Goalie balcony will you see a brawl between five 7-year-olds and a couple of adults.
That's exactly right. And I gotta say, the little kids they got the win.
Oh yeah, the kids won.
Definitely, hey,
the Florida guys were good sports. They were funny and a little over-served, but we had fun. So that was bad tonight. And like I said, the only silver lining is that a couple of us picked the exact score, which I don't like to brag about, but me and Anthony nailed it at 4-1.
And that puts us in a very interesting place because with you two getting the perfect score, it now means, and you can't make this up, the three of us have a record of 37-33 with five perfect scores on the season. We are all tied.
That's amazing.
It's insane. Intern Andrew really also picks up a point. He, I believe, has advanced. He's either 28-25 or 28-26 with two perfect scores. He has 30 points. But, like, if you, like, Bundy, seriously, you think about, we say the Prognosticators podcast. We've all kind of gone through some highs and lows. Anthony had a couple of bad stretches. I had a couple of bad stretches. You actually had a really rough stretch.
I had a terrible one. I had a really good one.
In the beginning of March, but you've rebounded in a big way. Three straight correct predictions on your part. Anthony, though, is on a heater. Five straight.
I'm going to go get hot again here, so stay in tune.
Yeah.
Put some money in your pockets.
Yeah.
We can get to those picks before right on time.
I know the people are here for the analysis of this game and of this team, and we have a lot to get into. I do have to bring some sad news. Intern Andrew, 130-degree fever now.
I hope he makes it.
It's just getting worse. There are people asking if Anthony is going to get his head ripped off by Torts post-game. No, because Ant is apparently going over on Eyewitness News, over on Channel 3. He left the game partway through the third period. Intern Andrew's not here. Bundy doesn't know what the tech is. So who has to tear it all down? Me. So you know what I said?
Yeah, I didn't sign up for any of the wire stuff and all that.
I said that at Ant's wedding in the fall, he has to be my beverage wench for 10 minutes at his own wedding.
And just the perk of being a former player, Flyer player here. Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's where my clout. Yep. That's where I get the clout.
Sorry, you guys got the breakdown of
the equipment.
It's fine.
But so here's a couple things I took away from the game tonight.
Yes.
Sandstrom, 4 goals allowed on 15 shots.
Yeah.
Florida had good quality. The Flyers had great quality chances. They just couldn't finish. That was a difference. Stoley was great. If he wasn't first star, he should have been. I would think he probably was.
Yeah.
He was great in this game, and he was the difference. Sandstrom, they need – those are the games we talk about. You need the guy to come in and make a stop here and there, give yourself a chance, give the team a chance. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
And the Flyers find themselves behind the eight ball here today. I knew Florida would have a good game. I picked them, you know, to win by 3 goals on the road. I mean, that's ultimately what we both me and Anthony pick. So,
yeah.
We had the right side. I didn't like the way that I liked the Flyers the way that they attacked.
Yeah.
But they again show you in spots like this, like they still have trouble scoring.
Yep.
In certain times, and I think that became pretty paramount in the game today. But you got to have a save too. You have your goalie's got to give you a shot at some point in the game, and he did not tonight.
He didn't. And so, you know, Trevston 93 asks the question, Kolesov has to be better, right?
And I don't know. I've never seen him, so I don't want to comment on him. We've talked to Jonesy.
Yeah.
I don't want to comment on a goalie that I really don't know and that I haven't had the full spiel on yet. And I think that, to be honest with you, I think the Flyers are kind of waiting to see that too.
Yeah.
He'll go to the minors whenever the paperwork and all the legalities come to fruition.
The visa's the issue.
Yeah, all that stuff. But then he'll absolutely go to the minors simply just for getting a knack to the North American style. I think somebody had mentioned a point before that he plays on a smaller sheet on his Russian team. So it may
than the typical international.
Yeah. So that will help. But he definitely needs to know and have a little bit of an understanding with games under his belt, what to expect here in this league. And
yeah,
again, it's not so much different, perhaps, except you're going to see a lot more net attack. But it's not, like I said, it's not 20 years ago where it's, you know, war in front of the net.
There's the thing that we have to address, I think, with the goalies just in general. Okay, so like let's kind of rewind this a little bit because we have to be fair. They came into the season with redacted as the starting back or as the starting goalie, and Sam Harrison was expected to be the backup. And throughout the first half of the season, redacted played well, and Sam Harrison played really well. And we said it's probably not sustainable, but you never know. They were both playing very good hockey.
Yep.
Then redacted went away. Sam Harrison took over, a little bit shaky. All-star break happened, came out, kind of got his head back on straight, played really, really well. Cal Peterson, not a very good goalie. We knew this when he was acquired in the offseason. He wasn't really supposed to be a backup goalie on a team that was going to head towards the playoffs. He's supposed to kind of be there in case redacted could have been traded, or if they, for whatever reason, decided to trade Sam Harrison. And so, like, nobody expected anything of Cal Peterson. Cal Peterson had that start, was it a month and a half ago? It was horrific. And that was the end of the line for him. Sandstrom really is the best of your options that you have domestically right now. But it's no surprise. It's no shock. It should come as no surprise that both Keith Jones and Danny Briere on this show, between the carnival and the other night, have both brought up Kolesov multiple times. Anthony kind of hinted at it pregame. Their desire is to get him over here, get him some games in the A, and probably to have him be the goalie going into a playoff run. I think we also have to point out, while we have not watched him extensively in the KHL, he had a good season. He played a full season as the starter.
Yep.
And so, like, it's really good competition. It's not like he's a guy that you're just kind of plucking out of the A that you don't know what you're going to see. And actually, I want to throw this to you. Teams won't have a book on Kolesov when he comes over. How big of an advantage can that be down the stretch?
If I'm not mistaken, was it 1987 or 88? Patrick Waugh was an unknown commodity.
Mm-hmm.
Came in and won the Stanley Cup for the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, he ended up being probably top three goalie of all time.
Yeah.
But again, you know, when you don't know what you don't know and have tendencies, and sometimes it's good when you have a goalie that just comes in and doesn't really even know what he's up against or what the significance. See you, Mike. Good job tonight.
Have a good night.
Knocking those keys out, buddy.
That's exactly.
Knocking
those. Yeah, there was a guy who came up to him, by the way, during the second period, I think. I was like, yo, organ guy, play the organ. And like he was into it. This guy was like hyped up. And he started like kind of doing like, he goes, take me out to the ball game. Michael just kind of looked at him like, what?
Like,
and it's like, great. It's like every time. I feel bad for the guy. Like,
yeah, they need to sort this out. But again, I tell people, like, don't, if you think that the second coming's coming, He's not here today. And if Kolasov is that guy, we don't know that yet. So you have this is what we have. And then and again, with three games and four nights, that's what you have, what you had to do. You had to play another goalie. It's too much for any goalie to play three and four.
And you know, there was the thought at the deadline that there was the thought at the deadline that like maybe they would trade a late round pick for a veteran backup, but like ultimately I think they had hoped that between Sandstrom being able to kind of tread water, and I think that they had hoped that Kolasov would have been over by now.
Yep.
And it seems like the visa stuff is not an issue, but it certainly has held things up a bit. I seem to remember seeing a quote a couple days ago from whoever is in charge of the team. It's Minsk, I think, saying that like he's aware that Kolasov wants to come over and play, and said something to the effect of like to play for Philadelphia for like through the end of that season. And I don't know if the expectations he was going to go back. Like I don't know. I'm not Mr. Geopolitics here, right? But it would be nice to get him over here, especially if he. If he's an upgrade over Sandstrom,
we will find out in time. We may get more information on that this week.
Yeah,
tough loss, 4-1.
I want to get to this one too.
Yeah,
Margie Rose has brought this up a couple times. Why weren't Jones and Briere prepared when they knew redacted issue was coming?
They did. They knew. They tried. They tried like many times.
Well, I mean,
they tried. They tried to trade him.
Peterson.
Yeah, but they tried to. They were. I mean,
teams had expressed interest, and it was like. Provisional offers, if redacted, wasn't part of or wasn't going to be named or had been cleared, that they were willing to move assets. And I think that ultimately that's probably where the Flyers wanted to land, you know, redacted, gets cleared, and then they say, because they wanted to hand it to Sam Harrison, and it didn't work out, obviously. They couldn't get assets back for redacted, and so that's it, you know? But they got the backup. They got the veteran backup in Cal Peterson. That didn't work. They drafted a bunch of guys who aren't, you know, close to playing. Again, I think they thought they were going to be able to tread water for a while, and it didn't play out. I don't think that the backup goalie is what's going to cost them a potential playoff spot. Like, they are going to probably lean heavier into Sam Harrison down the stretch.
You got to score goals. Like, you have to score. You got to finish. And that was a theme tonight. They did not finish.
Yeah.
They had chances, ample chances.
And I think that maybe is the one positive. We don't look for moral victories, but... Stolarz was on his game, and like if a couple of those pucks early in the game especially go in, you're looking at a very different game.
Yeah,
I think that like this is one, maybe there's a frustration that they didn't walk away with a point, but Stoli was really on his game tonight. There's not much you can do. The only thing you can hope, and you said this pregame, it was all going to come down to goaltending in a battle of backups, and ultimately Florida had the better one tonight.
They did. And they ended up
by a significant margin.
They did. And they made it count when they had to, and that's what a good team does.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Florida
did
tonight.
The Flyers are back at it on Tuesday as they are at Madison Square Garden taking on those dastardly New York Rangers.
It'll be a real big test.
It's a big game, not just because it's not like you're going to obviously try to catch New York. I think it's get the monkey off the back because New York has been pretty dominant against this team. And especially because there's a chance that could be your first round matchup. That's a team that you could meet in the playoffs. Probably want to be able to prove to yourselves that you can pick up.
You're talking about the Flyers. I mean, if the Flyers are going to play the Rangers,
it'd be a great series.
Tell you what, I don't know if that can happen. I don't know if that can happen. Why? I mean, I know you're saying, because the Flyers would probably have to finish seventh or eighth, and if they're out of the wild card, and if they're out of the top three in the Metro, they could be in trouble.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that there's other teams there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. One other thing real quick.
Yeah.
They've got Rangers Tuesday. They're in Montreal on Thursday. They are back here at Wells
Where
Fargo.
Where are they Thursday?
They're in Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Le Québécois. Ouais.
Poutine.
Yeah. And then they are back here at Wells Fargo Center both days next weekend.
Guys.
Home against the Blackhawks and then a big one home against the Islanders. So you've got, you're almost out of this death stretch. Right? The Rangers are really that last one. Then you absolutely need to pick up points. Two preferably against Montreal. Two preferably against Chicago at home. And then that Islanders game really could be the put the foot on the throat of the Islanders. That is a huge one.
Yeah.
So anyway,
all right.
A lot of exciting stuff coming up. We will be doing a regular Snow the Goalie this week. Probably have a morning after at some point, maybe after the Rangers game. We'll have that out on social media. So by all means, if you have not done so already, please go over to YouTube, like this video, share the video, subscribe, ring the bell so you get notified whenever we drop a new episode or an interview
or whatever we put out on that channel. And if you haven't done so already, if you like podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, wherever you get your podcasts. If you're on Google Podcasts, by the way, get off there. It's going away, I think, this month. So pick a new app and go subscribe to Snow the Goalie. And if you leave a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, we'll read it on the show this week. So
that'd be great.
For Bundy, for Ant, who's going to be on Eyewitness News.
Big TV guy.
For intern Andrew with 145-degree fever, I'm Russ. Thanks for listening, maybe even watching, the Press Row Show, the number one rated pregame, intermission, and postgame show this side of the Mississippi, south of the Arctic Circle, north of the equator, and above sea level. We will talk to all of you later this week.